The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, tearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to the disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached and embraced his feet and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go, tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep.' And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus' first words to his people, to Mary Magdalene and to the other Mary, after they have witnessed his resurrection, is a call not to be afraid. Jesus promises to meet his disciples. He tells Mary to tell the disciples to go to Galilee, that they will meet them there. So the resurrection isn't something that calls his disciples into a huddle, but it is a call to go out and to bring that good news and to be that good news for others. We hear Peter courageously speaking in the Acts of the Apostles, the early account of the church in its beginnings. And we see on the lips of Peter, in the Acts of the Apostles, which was written by Luke, telling his listeners and showing his listeners that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament Gospels, indeed of the prophets, that David in the Psalms said that his ancestors would take the throne, and Jesus is seen as the king. Jesus would explain the scriptures to St. Peter. Jesus would be the fulfillment of those scriptures, as in the Acts of the Apostles, written by Luke, on the road to Emmaus, Jesus explained the scriptures to his disciples, the scriptures, of course, that related to himself. We gather in these Easter days, in this Monday of the octave of Easter. We too are called not to be afraid. Today we echo the words, the response of today's psalm. "Keep me safe, O God, and give me hope." In these Easter days, we ask you, Lord, to nourish and cultivate the hope, that seed sown yesterday, as we gathered at that empty tomb. May we too be kept hopeful. In these days of the coronavirus, we hope and pray that if we stay and continue on the path of doing the right thing, of doing as we have been asked, of which we have done great work, that the Lord will keep us safe, and that same God will give us hope that soon we will be able to return to normality. In these days, we ask you, Lord, to bless and protect those who work to keep us safe. Help us, Lord, to care for each other, to nourish and nurture each other as we ask you to be with us on this journey of Eastertide. In confidence, we turn to the Lord now with our needs and prayers for this day. Gathering this morning, we ask you, Lord, to be with us. May the power of the Spirit work through your church in proclaiming good news and the mercy of God throughout the world. We pray to the Lord. We pray for Christians throughout the world who are persecuted for their faith. May God strengthen them. We pray to the Lord. We pray for those who are poor and vulnerable around our world. May God lift them to lives free from suffering and fear. We pray to the Lord. We pray for all those who are working in our frontline and emergency services today, those working in our hospitals, in our emergency rooms, those caring for those with the coronavirus. Lord, bless and reward their work and keep them safe. And also, Lord, reward the efforts of those who search for a cure and vaccine. We pray to the Lord. As always, we remember our faithful departed. In these Easter days, we pray that all our dead may share the resurrection of the risen Christ. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And we remember our intentions today. And as we offer this Mass, we offer it for the intentions of Father Dennis Maher and for his family. We pray to the Lord. God, our loving Father, we ask you to hear these prayers, and we ask the intercession of our Mother Mary as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us.